Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
How much traveling around Taiwan have you done, Elsie?
Okay, I've been to Yilan, Hualien, Kaohsiung, Pingdong, Taichung, Hsinchu. That's all.
Oh, just the big cities. Okay.
Not much, I guess.
Yeah, well, what's one of your favorite places to visit?
Pingdong, because I like Canteen the best.
All right.
What about you?
Well, one of my favorite things to do in Taiwan is to travel around in the mountains on a scooter. The air in the mountains is fresh, pure, and cool. And there's also amazing views of the country far below.
Wow, you sound like an expert. Mm-hmm. How often do you do that?
Well, not as often as I used to, but I did drive around a bit at Chinese New Year.
Where did you go?
I drove around the mountains near Taichung, and I saw a bamboo forest that I really enjoyed.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like you've seen a lot of Taiwan, more than I.
Well, I have. I've gone out of my way to travel around Taiwan. I really enjoy it. But there's one place I haven't been to that I would really love to check out sometime.
Where is that?
It's a small village called Smangus in Hsinchu County. Now let's get started on today's article because we're going to learn more about this place.
Okay.
Reading.
Smangus, Hsinchu's hidden treasure. Taiwan is full of remote places in the mountains to visit, and one of the most remote is the village of Smangus. Located in Hsinchu County, this Atayal village didn't install electricity until 1979. In fact, the road leading to the village wasn't paved until 1995. Smangus is known for being home to a grove of giant cypress trees. Some of them are up to 2,700 years old. It's rumored that villagers didn't find the trees until the 1990s. At that time, the tribe's chief dreamed that God whispered to him about a giant tree. He said that the tree would bring them wealth. After finding the trees, the villagers asked the government to widen the road to Smangus. With the new road finished, tourists started to visit the village. Now, Smangus has its own ecotourism with a nature walk to the cypress trees. Visitors learn the local history, practice Atayal archery, and experience local ceremonies. If you're looking to take a trip off the beaten path, then why not visit Smangus?
We're going to start today's article with a very perfect description of the mountains in Taiwan. It says, Taiwan is full of remote places in the mountains to visit, and one of the most remote is the village of Smangus. Now, we've used this word remote a couple of times. It's really important for our story, so we should explain what it means. Remote, when something such as a town or a lake or some sort of place is remote, it is far away from the city or places with a lot of people. Of course, in Taiwan, the most remote places are going to be in the mountains or on the east coast where it's hard to travel. Here's an example sentence. Every summer, Gabe and his family stay in a remote cabin in the woods for 2 weeks.
Remote 这个形容词呢就是偏僻的偏远的 I think you have traveled to a lot of remote places in Taiwan, right?
I have been to a few. Usually when we go driving in the mountains, we stay on the main roads. So there will be a lot of people and travelers around on those roads. Sometimes we go on little farmers' roads, like roads to Aboriginal villages and stuff, but not very often because we don't want to run out of gas when we get too far away or something.
Yeah, do you like
that.
Those places you went
to? Yeah, but they're really interesting.
另外呢 ,remote 还有另外一个意思就是远端的。所以 a remote control 指的就是远端控制器也就是遥控器的意思。不过呢 ,remote 也可以直接当作名词指遥控器。So, what is this remote place in Taiwan all about?
Well, it's actually really interesting. This is one of the more interesting places I've heard about. Here it says, located in Hsinchu County, this tile village didn't install electricity until 1979. Wow. That was
not
that long ago. Yeah, that's just a few years before I was born. What did they do? They installed electricity. Install is a verb. And when you install something, like equipment or a machine of some type, you put it somewhere that you can use it easily and connect it so that it is ready to be used. When you install electricity, you put up power lines and connect them to a main power supply. Now, when you install something like a water machine or a printer, you put it somewhere in your office or house and connect it to electricity so that it turns on. Here's an example sentence. Can you help me install the new photocopier? It's too heavy to do it on my own.
Install 这个动词呢是设置安装。You can install a machine,、mm-hmm. 安装机器。Install a software,、mm-hmm. 安装软体。And you can also install electricity, 当然还可以安装电力。但是呢文章提到的泰雅族村落到了1979年才安装电力。Where is this village? It's located in 新竹县。Mm-hmm. Locate 这个动词呢代表的是坐落于位于用来表示地方的位置同样还可以表达地方位置的动词有 stand, lie, sit 还有 situate 那特别注意哦 Locate 跟 situate 只能在被动态出现 For example, the village is located in 新竹也就是 the village is situated in 新竹两个句子都是被动态那如果要换成 lie 或是 sit 直接用主动态就可以了我们可以说 the village lies or sits in 新竹
Okay, so they didn't have electricity until 1979 but it wasn't even easy to get to Smangus back then either Here it says, in factThe road leading to the village wasn't paved until 1995. Now, that's even sooner back in the past.
Yeah.
I was almost a teenager back then.
Right.
All right. So we saw this phrase, lead to something. We use this phrase to say that one thing, like a door or a road or a path, goes to another thing or place.Often at the other end of the door, path, or road. Now, a door with a picture of a woman on it will obviously lead to a bathroom for females, for example. Here's another example. This road leads to my grandmother's house, so turn here.
Lead to, 后面加上地方,代表的是通向,通往某处。All roads lead to Rome. 这个谚语呢就在说条条大路通罗马啦。不过呢 lead to 后面如果加的是结果那这个片语代表的是引发导致某结果发生的意思。For example, the long cold winter has led to more deaths of homeless people this year.、Mm-hmm. 今年又长又冷的冬天呢已经造成更多街友的死亡。
Okay, well, we also saw that the road leads to the village, but we learned another thing about the road. It wasn't paved until 1995. Pave is a verb, and when a road or another kind of surface is paved, it's covered with a hard substance, like stone, tar, or concrete. That makes it flat and smooth and easy to work on, or drive on in this case.Now, this is often done over softer surfaces like dirt or sand, and those aren't really easy to drive on, so we want to kind of pave them, make them stronger. Here's an example. This road needs to be paved again. It's full of huge holes.
Pave 这个动词呢代表的是用砖、石块、水泥等等的材料铺设。那道路被铺设我们就要用被动态 be paved。至于用什么铺设呢后面必须要加上介系词 with, 再带出材料。For example, this road was paved with concrete.、Mm-hmm. 这条路呢是用水泥铺设而成的。
One thing I've found interesting about Taiwan is that Taiwan, the government here, does a really, really good job at keeping the roads paved well.
Yeah.
Now, in Canada, that's not always the case. In Canada, the roads, they sometimes just get bigger and bigger holes until it's too dangerous to drive on them.
And the government is not going to pave it?
The government is supposed to. It just doesn't do as good a job as Taiwan does. So it's really nice when you're driving in the mountains in Taiwan. You can always expect the road to be in good condition.
But here in the article, we know that the road that leads to Smangus wasn't paved until 1995.
Right, but it is paved now. That's a good thing. Okay, so there's some interesting things to see near Smangus. Here it says, Smangus is known for being home to a grove of giant cypress trees. Okay, we'll find out what it's known for in a second, but first, let's talk about the phrase, be known for. Now, when you're known for something, you are famous or known by a lot of people for a particular reason, often because you have a special skill or characteristic. For example, Alishan is known for its delicious tea. In fact, I buy some tea every time I visit.
Really? Be known for something 代表的是以某原因而闻名。那因为 for 是个介系词啦，所以接在 for 后面的原因啊，必须要用名词或动名词才可以。What is Smangus known for? It's known for being home to a grove of giant cypress trees.
So these trees, they must be huge. All right, when you are home to something, be home to, this phrase, we use it to say that the area we're talking about includes something. Or the thing we're talking about here, the cypress trees, can be found in a certain area.This area we're talking about, Smangus, in Hsinchu County. Here's another example. Australia is home to the world's only kangaroo and koala species.
Be home to something 是某物的所在地。Smangus 是一群大型红块的所在地。
Now, one thing I know about groves of cypress trees is that they smell amazing.
And they're huge and old.
So, that makes me want to visit Smangus even more. But let's find out more about these cypress trees. Here in the article it says, some of them are up to 2,700 years old. Now we can also say that as 2,700. Both are correct. Okay, so we saw the phrase up to something in that sentence. The phrase up to something is used to show that we're talking about any number until a certain point.But no numbers past that. Now, in this case, the trees can be any age between 1 and 2,700 years old, but not older than that. Here's another example. You can keep this food in the fridge up to 3 days, but after that, you should throw it away.
Up to 这个片语代表高达、多达。Smangus 里面的红块有些高达2700岁，所以呢，人们又称这些红块为神木。Can you tell us more about these trees, Erin?
I could talk about trees all day, Elsie. I love trees. All right, well, these trees are pretty special. Here in the article it says, it's rumored that villagers didn't find the trees until the 1990s.That's great, too, because that means they got to grow and grow and grow without anyone cutting them down.
That's good.
Now, we saw the verb rumor in that sentence. Rumor is sometimes a noun, but here we used it as a verb. We said, it is rumored that. Now, when something is rumored to be true, people are saying that it's true, often in a secret way. However, that thing is not officially true, even though it might be believed by many people.Here's an example. It is rumored that the politician was murdered, but the police haven't said anything.
Rumor 在文章中呢是个动词，代表谣传、传闻。It's rumored that 后面的子句呢可以带出谣传的内容。那另外呢，刚刚 Erin 老师有提到了 ，rumor 也可以当名词。名词的时候呢，它也是谣传，也是传闻。那我们可以说 ，rumor has that 后面也可以加上谣传的内容哦。所以代换回文章的句子，我们可以说 ，rumor has it that villagers didn't find the trees until the 1990s。村民到了90年代才发现这些神木。But how did they find them?
Now, that's a great question to ask Elsie, but the thing we should note is that it's rumored that they found the trees.
You are right.
So we don't officially know how they found them, but we do have a legend about it. Here in the article, it says, at that time, the tribe's chief dreamed that God whispered to him about a giant tree. Now, a tribe, this noun, is an important word for this article. A tribe is a group of people of the same race who share the same beliefs, customs, and languages. A tribe usually lives in one particular area and they're ruled by a leader. Now, there are several tribes in Taiwan, including the Atayal tribe, the Amis, and Paiwan tribes, and many others. Here's an example sentence. Joseph listened carefully as his grandmother talked about how their tribe had lived in the past.
Tribe 这个名词呢是部落部族。我们有提到啊 ,Smangus 这个地方是泰雅族的部落。部落的首领在90年代的时候呢梦到上帝偷偷告诉他关于神木的事情。That is really cool.、Mm-hmm. It was God that wanted the leader to find the giant tree.
That's the legend anyways. Okay,、mm-hmm. so...What does the tribe's chief think that God said? Here it says, he said that the tree would bring them wealth.
Wow.
Okay, so hopefully if they find these trees, they go looking for them and they'll get a bit of money for their village. All right, let's find out what happened. Here it says, after finding the trees, the villagers asked the government to widen the road to Smangus.Now, a quick note about this verb, widen. It means to make something wider. Before, the road was quite narrow. Maybe only one car could drive on it before. Now, it's a bit wider. Though, if you do drive there, you still need to be very careful on the road. It's quite far away from important things.
Yeah.、Mm-hmm. And to widen something, 代表的是 to make something wider, 也是拓宽的意思。所以在找到神木之后呢村民们就要政府 widen, 拓宽到 Smangus 的道路。And what happened after the road had been widened?
Okay, well here in the article it says, with the new road finished, tourists started to visit the village.
Wow, so the trees did bring them well.
Yeah, it brought them tourism. So that's great news.But here it also says, now Smangus has its own ecotourism with a nature walk to the cypress trees.
Tourism 是观光业，那 ecotourism 就是生态旅游 which means tourists go there to appreciate its natural beauty without hurting the environment.
More people should have ecotourism like that, in my opinion, but...Don't worry, it's not just a green place to visit. There are lots of cultural things to do, too. Here it says, visitors learn the local history, practice Atayal archery, and experience local ceremonies.
Wow, so 游客可以 learn the local history,、mm-hmm. 学习当地的历史，还可以 practice archery, 练习射箭术、wow. 还有体验 local ceremonies.、Mm-hmm. But what are ceremonies?
Good question. This noun, ceremony, is a special event that is used to celebrate an important occasion, often in a religion or in another social organization. Some examples, graduations,weddings and funerals are all important ceremonies. Here's another one. This church holds a special ceremony every time a new baby is born.
Wow. Ceremony 这个名词呢是仪式典礼。所以当地的仪式呢也是游客们可以体验的。They can experience the ceremonies there.、
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, here in the article, we finish off by saying if you're looking to take a trip off the beaten path,then why not visit Smangus? A good question for one, a couple of things to talk about for another. This phrase, look to do something, when you're looking to do something, you're planning or expecting to do something in the future. For example, Gemma is looking to buy a used car. Do you know what she should do first?
Look to do something, 也就是期待盼望做某事。如果你期待到偏远的地方旅行，何不拜访 Smangus 呢？
Now, before you can answer that question, you have to learn one more phrase, and that's off the beaten path. This is today's shortcut for you, and since it's right at the end, we'll be coming back for our For You chat right after it.
Shortcut for you.
I think we're lost. Look at the map again.
I'm not sure if that will help us much. We're definitely off the beaten path now.
What? We're standing on the path? The problem is we don't know where it leads.
Actually, when we say off the beaten path, we mean that we're in a place where few people go and which is far away from any main roads or towns.
Really? Off the beaten path means 人迹罕至的偏僻的。So, we're really lost.
Yes, but isn't this exciting? It's an adventure. We might find some really interesting things that few people have ever seen.
Yes, or we might get lost and never find our way back. Mm. I'm not sure that going off the beaten path was a good idea.
Wait.
What?
I had the map upside down.
What?
Now I know where we are. We're not off the beaten path at all.
Give me the map. I don't trust you with it.
Oh, all right. That way.
This way.
Okay.
Uh-huh. For you chat.
Our For You Chat question today, do you prefer cities or countryside and why?
I prefer cities.
Okay.
I guess it's because I've been living in the city since I was a child. But sometimes I do want to stay in the countryside to get away from the crowds in the city.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I'm the exact same way. I grew up in the countryside.
Yeah.
And so...I do like the countryside, but I get very bored, especially if it's kind of hard to get into the city and do more exciting things.
Yep.
So right now I do prefer living in the city, but at the same time, sometimes the city is too busy.
Yeah.
So you just want to hop on your scooter and get out into the mountains, right?
To get away?
Yeah, to get away from it all, to relax. It's a lot more relaxing out there.All right, well, what about you guys? You can prefer one or the other, or maybe even both, but you should explain why. That's all the time we have for today. So, for English for You, I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Smangus, Sinchu's hidden treasure. Taiwan is full of remote places in the mountains to visit. And one of the most remote is the village of Smangus.Located in Hsinchu County, this Atayal village didn't install electricity until 1979. In fact, the road leading to the village wasn't paved until 1995. Smangus is known for being home to a grove of giant cypress trees. Some of them are up to 2,700 years old.It's rumored that villagers didn't find the trees until the 1990s. At that time, the tribe's chief dreamed that God whispered to him about a giant tree. He said that the tree would bring them wealth. After finding the trees, the villagers asked the government to widen the road to Smangus. With the new road finished, tourists started to visit the village. Now,Smangus has its own ecotourism with a nature walk to the cypress trees. Visitors learn the local history, practice Atayal archery, and experience local ceremonies. If you're looking to take a trip off the beaten path, then why not visit Smangus?
Vocabulary Review.
Remote. The remote village is deep in the mountains and far from any town or city. Install. A worker came to our house yesterday to install a new water heater. Pave. This was a dirt road for many years.But the city eventually paved it. Rumor. It's rumored that ghosts live in this old house, but I don't believe that. Tribe. The U.S. has many Native American tribes, each with its own culture. Ceremony. People here hold a ceremony each winter to ask for a good harvest in the new year.